This is what you must do to stop binge eating in 2023. You have to do it. I'm so sorry. That is the non-negotiable.
Welcome to Behind the Binge, the podcast where we bring forth much-needed conversations about binge eating recovery and ditching diet culture. I'm your host, Marissa Kaimilik, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and binge eating coach. This is our space to dive into practical tips to heal from binge eating, challenge your diet culture beliefs, discuss the nuances of intuitive eating, and empower you to recover. Let's start exploring what's behind the binge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Behind the Binge pod. It's your host, Marissa, here, and happy new year. I'm so happy it's 2023. Honestly, behind the scenes, 2022 was rough. I'm just going to be real with you. It was a hard year. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but if you can, just know that you are very much not alone. It was a tough year for a lot of us, and I feel very different energy going into 2023. I feel revitalized, recharged, reinvigorated. What other R word can I come up with here to just say I'm feeling good? I'm feeling good. And so thank you for sticking with me. If you've been enjoying the podcast, I am so grateful to have brought you so many episodes last year, but I'm really hoping to bring you more in this new year. To kick off the new year episodes, we have to talk about something related to your New Year's goals, New Year's resolutions, New Year's intentions, however you want to phrase it. So today I'm going to talk about what you must do to stop binge eating in 2023. If overcoming your battle with binge eating is on your to-do list for 2023, you do not want to miss this episode. These are going to be three challenging yet actionable steps that you can start taking right now. And to supplement these tips, you can actually get 7 modules full of actionable steps to overcome binge eating in 2023 in my new Jumpstart to Binge Freedom course. We have, I don't know, already like 60 people inside of the course, and I've been hearing from many of you who have already finished the course since it was released on January 1st. It is January 5th, by the way, but the few of you who have reached out saying you completed it have been so kind, saying it's been so helpful to really kickstart your journey to finding food freedom in the new year, and I'm so grateful because that is exactly why I do what I do. So I'm glad it's been so transformative for so many of you so far, and if you're listening and you have not taken the leap into my new Jumpstart course and you're just starting your journey, this is a fantastic place to start. The link to join the Jumpstart will be in the description below, or head over to my Instagram, binge.nutritionist, for more information. Okay, so the very first thing you must do to stop binge eating in 2023 is to break up with dieting. You've heard me say it time and time again, but truly, another diet is not going to fix your relationship with food. It's only going to make it worse. So searching for the next diet to finally give you the willpower to stop binge eating, it's just prolonging your recovery. I want you to vow to not start another diet, but to rather go inward and get curious as to why you're binging in the first place. Breaking up with dieting can be incredibly challenging because our society not only tells us we need to diet in order to be acceptable, especially if we are in a larger body size, but it also applauds it. It rewards it. So I understand there can be this allure of the shiny new diet saying it's going to be different this time, but I promise you, it is not different. A diet is a diet is a diet. And yes, even the ones that try to market themselves as lifestyle changes. Oh my God, I've been seeing Weight Watcher ads all over the place trying to be rebranded as not a diet, but some sort of health wellness journey, and it's still a diet. Please, please don't fall for it. It is still a diet. The fact that they have a lifetime membership option proves that it's a diet because you're going to have to keep doing it forever. Inside of the Jumpstart to Binge Freedom course, the whole first 2-ish modules are dedicated to helping you break free from diet culture. But really, over the course of the entire 7 modules of the course, we talk about sneaky ways diet culture has infiltrated your mind or taken over the way you see and behave around food. So the course can be incredibly helpful to help you break up with dieting. But nonetheless, if you can't do the course, breaking up with dieting and really working on shifting your beliefs away from the lies that diet culture has fed you is the first step you need to take this year in order to overcome binge eating. You have to do it. I'm so sorry. That is the non-negotiable. All right, number two. We know that binge eating is frequently fueled from the all or nothing mentality. So in 2023, you need to work to shift away from the all or nothing mentality. When something feels black and white in regard to food rules, I want you to question that. When you say, oh, I can't have bread after 7 p.m. because then I'll gain weight, ask why? Is that true? Who told me that? I'm saying ask this to yourself kind of rhetorically, but also you can answer those questions and realize it's made up and there is no truth behind those diet rules. Another great question you can ask yourself when you hear the food police pop up in your mind is, do I know anyone who does this thing, who eats carbs after 7 p.m. and lives a healthful life? Why can't that be me? When we can see evidence in our own life or even in the life of different cultures around us that people eat differently and survive and live healthful lives, we can translate that evidence to our own selves and realize that we're not so different. And these made-up rules that have been controlling us for so long really have no place in serving us in the new year. Then, after asking yourself those investigative, really skeptical questions to reject the food police mentality that's popping up, then you can create a reframe to create more nuance, more permission to the ways in which you allow yourself to eat, such as, I'm allowed to eat bread at any time when I listen to my body, or carbs are not the enemy. I'm allowed to eat carbs and move on, etc. Creating a powerful reframe can help you to combat the all or nothing mentality that diet culture has been feeding us for years. The all or nothing mentality really bleeds into other areas of our lives. And so when you can start to question the diet culture all or nothing mentality, you can also start to see it transform other areas of your life. Challenging the all or nothing mentality also works really well when you're used to one quote unquote bad food spiraling your entire day into a binge. First of all, there are no good foods or bad foods. Moralizing food is so 2002. But if you have some sort of guilt or shame around certain foods, you're still holding on to food fears, which is very normal in the early stages of your recovery, and you eat one of those foods and that makes your brain go, oh, I've already screwed up, so I might as well just eat the whole thing and get it out of the house. That is the all or nothing mentality in action. So when you eat something that feels as though it is less nutritious or somehow worse for you than other foods, and you start beating yourself up over that to the point where it feels like you shouldn't even try to listen to your body for the rest of the day, catch that mindset in action and remind yourself that one meal, snack, day of eating, week of eating, even month of eating does not define your nutritional status, and it is okay to eat fun foods and move on. It's like if you get a flat tire, you don't go, oh, well, I got one flat tire. I'm going to have to replace it. Might as well punch holes in all my tires and replace all four. No, you're just like, that was just one flat tire. I can move on from it. We can replace it and move forward. So just because you eat one donut doesn't mean you need to eat the whole box of donuts and the cereal in the pantry and all the peanut butter and the Oreos and everything. I mean, you can, but it's not all or nothing. It's something in between where you can have a donut and move on and have some Oreos later and move on. It's all fluid. And last but not least, my third tip is to prioritize behaviors this year over weight. Weight is not a behavior. And when we continue to make weight the factor that determines if we're good enough, if we're healthy enough, if we need to eat or not eat, we're continuing to feed into the scarcity mindset that fuels binge eating. We're also continuing to rely on external factors to dictate our worth and our needs rather than going inward to our own body. And that gets us further and further away from listening to our body and being able to attune to our body's needs to meet them without a binge. I know it can be really hard to drop the need to control your weight. But the truth is, if you look back at the evidence of your own life, focusing on weight loss has actually continued to sabotage where you want to be in the long term, sustainably. Sure, focusing on weight in the short term can provide short-term gratification, short-term results, quick wins, even a really powerful false sense of control. But when we think about the long haul, we want sustainable health and well-being for you. So while weight gives you some short-term gratification, we have to remind ourselves that in the long run, it is worse off for us to focus on weight than it is to focus on how we feel, the behaviors that influence those feelings, and how we heal. Listening to your body, learning to trust your body, tuning into your feelings and needs and behaviors takes time. So if you ditch dieting and ditch the scale today, you're not going to be able to be an intuitive eater tomorrow. I promise you that. But with time, curiosity, attunement, and behaviors that support building back trust with your body, you will be able to not only stop binge eating, but become an intuitive eater so that you never binge again or have to rely on a diet to take care of yourself again. I hope you are feeling motivated and inspired to go into the new year binge free. I am rooting for you. Something is different about 2023, and I can feel it for you too. You are going to find binge freedom this year. If you need more support in finding binge freedom, I would love if you would take a look at my course, Jumpstart to Binge Freedom. This used to be my 3-day workshop, so I hosted it live a couple times. I tweaked it, I made it better, I got feedback, and now it is yours on demand for you to watch or listen to on your own time. And I say or listen to because we actually put all of the modules up on a private podcast feed. So that way, if you feel too busy to sit down and work through educational modules, you can listen to them on the go. It is really, really cool. I'm really proud of that feature of this course. Jumpstart to Binge Freedom goes over everything from breaking up with dieting, overcoming overeating with curiosity, how to stop a binge in its tracks, body image, weight science, and so much more. It is so much in 7 modules, and I am really proud of it, and I know you will be too. You will not regret signing up. So if you're interested in joining the Jumpstart to Binge Freedom course, head over to my Instagram, binge.nutritionist, or check out the show notes down below of this podcast to find the link to get started. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2023. What are you looking forward to hearing about on this podcast in the new year? Let me know in my DMs on Instagram, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye, everyone.